The interview. I'm sorry, didn't hear that. Sorry, not quite loud enough, thank you. Ah, I think there could be someone at the door. If there is somebody at the door, don't knock. Very good. If there is nobody at the door, knock 5 times at regular intervals. Thank you. Are you deaf? I said, are you deaf? No, I didn't. Shut the door. Get out. I want you to vacate the premises. Disappear in a puff of blue smoke. Sky blue pink with just a hint, a soupçon of orange would be préférable. Why do I look French? Ensuite. God. Next, I want you to knock on the door 5 times at regular intervals. Have you seized what I am saying, or do I have to draw you a picture? Enter! Parker?
Ah, yes.
Toe? Could be, or not. What do you think? Knee? Why? Do you want to? Toe? Knee? Have to hurry you. Any connection?
Hup. And hup. Into the. And hup. Into the. No, no, no. What? No, no, no. Basket!
No, you don't. Oh, so you do know what I'm thinking. What sort of thing? Ah, you want a clue, do you?
Parker. Parker. Parker.
Thank God for that. Take a seat. I sit down. I stand up. An argument. Sit down.
No.
I can give you one.
Sit down.
Yes, you do. I think you do. Misconstrue? Misconceive? Misunderstood, perhaps? No, I much prefer a good argument. Could be advantageous. Yes, it could. In case. Interview. How do you respond to orders? Expatiate. Latin. Expatiatus. Past participle of expatiare. Have to hurry you. Elaborate. Too late. I want you to go over there and sing I'm a Little Teapot, Short and Stout, etc., etc., with gestural movement. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, George.
Excellent. Which reminds me, you can show yourself out.
I think you know. I think so, yes.
I'm sorry, didn't hear that. Sorry, not quite loud enough, thank you. Ah, I think there could be someone at the door. If there is somebody at the door, don't... No, we haven't. Shut the door. Get out. Is it? Right. How silly.
Would you say it's A, a little bit, B, a little bit more, C, a little bit more than a little bit more, or D, slip me £20 and we'll have no more of this tomfoolery? Yes, and would you say that I was a psychotic, raving, rabid, round-the-bend, nonsensical loony with an ever-so-slight gay abandon? Hmm? Have to hurry you.
Excellent! Tip-top, top-notch, meritoriously notable.
Canis testis familiaris. Canis testis familiaris. Woof, woof.
What did you say? No, no, no. You've got a big nose. Yes, you have. I think you have. You could smoke under the shower with a conch like that. We will see about that. Cigarette? Suit yourself. George? Hands and knees, George. Let's just mosey on round that goddamn bureau.
Yee-haw!
Whoa!
Steady, George. Mirror, mirror in my hand. Who has the biggest nose in the land? You can go, George.
Oh, sorry, George. There you are, George.
Pardon? Do what? Aha. That depends. Are you sure you don't want a cigarette? What? Aha! Yes, I did. I did. Yes, I am. You're not listening.
Stop. Right. Time's up. Now let me just tot up these figures. Oh, yes. Most encouraging. Much better than I expected. There is just one other thing. Yes. How do you react under stress?
Shut up, you cretinous clot! What do you know about stress? I get bombarded by stress every day. Sit down. I haven't finished with you, you half-wit. Dead from the neck up. I know what you are thinking. Don't interrupt me. You think I'm potty, loopy, half-baked, about as interesting as a toilet brush with only two bristles. I'm a crackpot, a pointless prat. Say it. Go on, say it! Go on, go on, go on!
Good. Very good. Well, I'm jolly well glad that's all over.
I have wonderful news for you, Mr. Parker.
You have got the job. What have you got to say for yourself? Yes, admirable. Awesome. Isn't this exciting? Here, this is for you. We've had a bit of trouble finding one big enough. I'd like to shake you by the nose. I mean hand. Welcome to Her Majesty's Government, Ministry of Communications.